From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. President Obama hosts visiting Chinese President Hu Jintao tonight for a private dinner, and that's just the beginning. Tomorrow's schedule includes a full state visit at the White House, including a 21-gun salute and an official black tie dinner. Though there's been little noticeable chemistry between the two leaders in their previous meetings, the Chinese people were big fans of Mr. Obama when he was elected president. So what do they think of him now, 2 years on? NPR's Rob Gifford has that story from Shanghai.
When Barack Obama visited China at the end of 2009, he held a town hall meeting in Shanghai that was the hottest ticket in town. Graduate student Chen Jin succeeded in getting into the event and got to shake the presidential hand.
He's like a rock star. Every student wants to shake hands with him. And he's very nice. I think that is the highest moment for me and for many of my friends. They say, yeah, shaking hands with Barack Obama probably is the highest moment.
But Chen concedes, by and large, on the policy front, Obama hasn't made much difference to either China-U.S. relations or the U.S. economy more generally. Chen reached out for Obama's hand, but he thinks Obama was overhyped and that Americans are generally too emotional about their leaders.
In China, they're so pragmatic. They pay more attention to the real policy than a person. In China, they're saying that what people are doing is much more important than what he is saying.
And because oratory is not traditionally a part of Chinese political culture, nobody gets all worked up about beautifully crafted speeches either. Tong Shijun of the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences says that Obama's being the first black president still resonates with many Chinese.
President Obama is a positive resource for public relations of the United States at the international level.
Why?
Because he sent a message that ordinary people can reach his or her ideals. In his word, nothing is impossible, right? Is that his motto?
Yes, we can, was the actual phrase. And who'd have thought there'd be a place in downtown Shanghai playing sections of President Obama's inaugural speech on a loop?
And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift.
At Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, young Shanghainese are lining up to take pictures of themselves with a startling likeness of the 44th President of the United States. I think he's great, says visiting 20-something Zhu Jieting, and we shouldn't be too impatient. Things take time, she says.
Why? 24-year-old
Pan Tao agrees. He says he still likes Obama and that he prefers him to George W. Bush. Obama may be finding it difficult in this economic climate, Pan says, but at least he's not trying to solve things through war. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.